Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. NerdWallet, Inc. NASDAQ. NRDS, Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 2, 2023 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. During the NerdWallet Q2 2023 Earnings Call, CEO Tim Chen and CFO Lauren St. Clair shared both the successes and challenges faced by the company. Among the key takeaways, NerdWallet revealed a strong quarterly performance despite economic challenges, with a reported year-over-year revenue and adjusted EBITDA growth. Chen accredited this growth to their ongoing commitment towards providing trusted financial guidance, citing top-of-funnel gains and all-time highs in aided brand awareness. The company faced several challenges, however, specifically headwinds in consumer loans and inflation-driven issues in insurance. Despite these cyclical headwinds, the company expects them to offset each other over time and maintains its long-term vision of emerging as an integral player in financial services. Furthermore, they noted that their share in the digital advertising market has increased, pointing to the success of their long-term strategies. On the positive side, NerdWallet revealed its advances in technological innovation, such as the launch of an AI chatbot, NerdAI, aimed at engaging consumers in new ways. They also reported a 37% increase in registered users, and positive outcomes in incorporating their acquisitions, demonstrating successful vertical integration strategies. In conclusion, NerdWallet acknowledges the constraints of their operating environment but remains confident in its long-term strategic positioning and resilience. The discussion highlights recent business performance and future prospects. Key takeaways include steady leverage growth, the maturing of stock-based compensation, and growth in consumer demand, signified by records in brand metrics and user engagement. Several strategies are also highlighted, such as balance sheet management, adapting to interest rate hikes, regulatory changes, and focusing on efficiency. AI capabilities, such as a chatbot feature, are also being implemented to enhance consumer engagement. Non-GAAPOI margins are expected to improve due to efforts in R&D and investment areas. Some of the challenges are credit default risk, high unemployment rates, conservatism in banks' balance sheet management, and regulatory constraints. In the near-prime lending sector, there might be a lag in prime lending appetite as banks manage their balance sheets, while sub-prime lending is subdued. Furthermore, any sudden changes in interest rates to curb inflation could potentially disrupt the recovery process. Positive remarks note the ability to expand reach and increase franchise value despite these challenges. The company also expressed strong future prospects, anticipating revenue growth and a continued push for internal efficiency. The integration of AI capabilities is also seen as a key area for future development. The discussion primarily focuses on the fintech industry and the state of personal loans. Key takeaways include a perceived stabilization and sequential growth in the personal loan sector, suggesting a potential rise or at least a halt in decreasing trends. Notably, these observations are based on internal trends and the seeming increase in capital access for lending partners. Moreover, there is mention of heightened activity surrounding student loans in light of recent news, including Supreme Court rulings and Biden administration forgiveness programs. However, the forecast for 2023 doesn't project significant changes due to the uncertainty surrounding political and legal actions. The conversation concludes with acknowledgement and gratitude towards the nerds for their dedication during the quarter, reaffirming the commitment to business development and market growth.